Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition, a very special love edition. Ooh, it's that love edition of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of love, Mr. Marvin Gaye himself. They call me JB.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Elton John, Cody over there.
God, where the fuck else he says in that song? I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody, by the way.
I was thinking of sexual healing myself, whatever, you know.
When I get
there's a lot of good love songs out there. My favorite love song of all time is by my go-to karaoke song. I'm sure if y'all know me, y'all know what this is. It's that Kiss from Rose by Seal, baby. That's my shit. That's my jam.
Kiss from Rose.
Did you know that when it snows?
You know what? If we didn't have a sponsor, I'd be like, let's watch that music video right now. I bet it's creepy.
It's probably the shittiest Batman movie ever. Yeah, so there's a bit of a creep factor. Yeah,
I just always go back to my number one single, Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, and that video we saw on the show here or whatever.
Oh my god.
That motherfucker,
different era, brother.
And man, era. You remember when he was in that hospital bed and he saw her bend over?
Marvin Gaye the creeper.
And she was feeding him that love potion, whatever. He was just like, he was giving her googly eyes the whole fucking time.
I was like, man.
I think it's safe to say that as a brother from another brother, I actually don't even know if Marvin Gaye alive or not, to be honest, whatever. I'm sure he's... Well, you know what? I won't even say anything on that until I look it up. But
he did. Yeah, he died.
From one brother to another brother, I will say this: after watching that video, I think I would have made it back then. You know,
yeah, you definitely would have. Oh, yeah, you would have been A-OK back then, baby. Yeah, you would have been straight.
I think it's safe to say that was me in that hospital bed.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned. I was like, yeah, because I was watching that video the entire time. I don't know if I said it on that show. I was like, damn, this is like, damn, JB would be golden back then. Holy
man,
shit,
man! Could you? You know what? I bet I would have came up with Sexual Healing too, and I bet I would have been a star right now. I'd have been a star.
You would have been made. You wouldn't be doing this bullshit right now. You've been out there. So he ain't making albums and shit, and multiple Grammys.
He wouldn't be doing this bullshit. Like, that video concept, I was just like, yeah, I want to wear a tuxedo. I'll be on the stage with some fine women or whatever, and I'm singing to these chicks in the audience, whatever. So I see Sexual Healing, I go like, damn, different. Or what did Terrence Howard say? Next time, baby.
Yes.
I never got my next time though, so I that's funny.
Oh man!
As I said that, I got my Instagram open on another phone. Fucking that clip from Hustle and Flow just popped up. Whatever, whoop that trick. Turn that bass up.
Whoop that. The flying around and shit.
I guess that was his next time.
Yeah.
Oh, people, it is craft beer week here on the show.
That is right.
It is also Super Bowl Sunday as we record this, so we don't even know the – let's just pick both teams, Cody, and that way we'll be in the future.
I'm about to say the future.
Yeah. I remember, did you see how Jalen threw that ball, people?
Cody? Yeah. You see him Mahomes through that comeback? You see that shit?
Man, they went into Travis OT. Kelsey. It was crazy, yo. Yes. Watch none of this happen and be like, wait a minute. Yeah, it was a fucking blowout. What the hell y'all talking about?
Yeah, that shit was a low scoring. That shit was 3-6. Two, but the field goals.
That shit got won by a field goal. Man, Patrick Mahomes played their worst game of the season and shit. What are you talking about?
Man, did we? I know we made our predictions last week. Did we say scores? Did we do scores?
Did I don't remember. Last week, I felt like
we did. Scores. I think we did. I think we did do scores.
Week before or something like that.
I think I could have sworn we did do scores. I think
we did, but I don't think it was last week. I think we did it like 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken, maybe we did do it last week. But I was thinking of that too as well.
Yeah, did you say like 17-21, and I said 24-21?
I was gonna say you said like 24 or 23, right? Or did I say
24-21 Eagles winning? Yeah.
Okay, because we had both scoring. Whatever. I think you're right on mine, but I thought one of us said 23 too or something like that. But
I said 24-21.
Okay, I think I said seven. We both were 3-point differences, if what I remember. Yeah. So
like, all right, we'll go see what happens. So what starts what, like 2 hours from now, give or take.
I actually don't know when it started, to be honest.
It's 2 p.m. Right, or that's like a pregame shit. I don't know, between like 2 and 3, some shit like that.
Okay. I thought it was like, shit, I'm glad you told me. I thought it was like 4 or something.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst fucking weekend ever to get food. I know that. So.
Yeah, that's fun and shit delivered. I'm chilling at the crib today, Jack. I thought about going out. I was like, I'm chilling today.
Dude, I went to Wingstop yesterday for lunch. It was packed, first of all. And it's funny because I saw all these Eagle jerseys and I just like, ain't none of y'all no motherfucking Eagle fans over here in Long Beach. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't never seen no Eagle fans in Long Beach, bitch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were arguing with the Wingstop people talking about, like, what do you mean I can't pre-order my wings for tomorrow? Or I just want to get them right now or whatever and stuff. I was just like, Jesus Christ, man, just get the fuck out of line. Or, mind you, I had already ordered mine. Like 15 minutes ago, I get up to the couch and say, here, pick up an order for JB. That motherfucker told me it'll be another 15 minutes. I said, what? I was like, ah, damn, yo. Like, and then I sat there. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I did that double take when he said another 15 minutes. I said, oh, okay, oh wait, what? I gave him that look like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, if you want to get my wings another 10 minutes, whatever, and shit, we got a problem.
I'm about the same, motherfucker. I got to do just throw in the fryer and throw some fucking seasoning on that motherfucker. I know this shit ain't that hard.
Friday, I couldn't get no fish and shit. Motherfucker told me an hour wait. I was like, ain't this a bitch?
Jesus, huh? Even the fish spots to fuck? I thought I would have had the advantage. You know, me being a pescatarian, which I already got my shit. My shit's set, but it should be delivered. I thought, all the wing places, but I guess fish kind of makes sense too.
Well, I figured fish was for the Valentine's Day thing.
Oh, I keep forgetting that shit. Yeah. Man, that's right.
And then I knew that this weekend, like, because there was a big-ass UFC pay-per-view last night, and today is Super Bowl, obviously, so and it was a huge UFC pay-per-view. So I was like, wings and pizza? Probably not the spots to go. But then I was like, I wonder, because, like, Thursday in L.A., people, is like the new Friday. Nobody really go out on Fridays no more. They go out on Thursdays now. They try to get a start early. So Thursday, I tried to get some fish at one of my salmon spots I go to, whatever, nice little restaurant or whatever. That motherfucker told me an hour wait, and I just looked at him, and I just went like, it's just me. He said, yes, I know, sir, but it's still an hour. I just said, you just can't clean that little part of the bar off or whatever? Or, like, can I just, like, you know, just sit there? No, sir, that is not available. I was like, God damn it, I drove over here. So, like, I just assumed that, like, everybody was out for Valentine's Day week, Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, it's all game day, baby.
That was about right.
Yeah, because ain't nobody going out on no fucking Tuesday, except for Vin.
Hell no. Only Vin Diesel goes out on a fucking Tuesday. Man, I'm going to quick tangent. I don't know if you saw the trailer for that new Fast X, Fast and Furious 10, that shit coming out.
Nah, you know I don't watch movies. I didn't even know they had
it. It is hilarious, man. It's literally the same fucking... I don't get mad at it anymore because it is what it is, but it's literally... Like, beat for beat, the same fucking way, like, the past three, four movies have been exactly the same. Like, literally, beat for fucking beat. I shit you not. I'm still waiting for him to do a soundtrack in one of these movies.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, poor Will Smith. No, that's what I'm waiting for.
Oh,
yeah.
I have
like a full ass album.
I have a coworker who fucking loves Vin Diesel, and I made her listen to that song, and she just like her fucking eyes, like it looked like she just went blind for a moment. They like went slowed down. Like she said, "Who approved of him making this?" Where I said, "Vin did." I said, "Vin did."
That's a good love song right there. I feel like I do.
That's hey, who? You know what? If I don't hear that on Tuesday, it ain't love then.
Sexual healing. Kiss from a Rose. Feel like I do.
You got three different generations there. There you go. You got totally
better time, baby. Something for everybody. Variety.
A lot of variety.
A lot of variety.
You know, one's got, you know, one got that soul, the mm-hmm. other one got that R&B, and Vin got that that Coachella crowd. There you go.
Yeah, he got no. Vin got that Vin. That's what Vin got.
Yeah, he got that Vin. Yeah,
yeah, he got that. He has his own thing because I that's can't describe funny. That shit. So that's I'm just gonna funny. Call it the Vin.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about driving or whatever because you literally need a Vin number to get that motherfucker. Or whatever.
I'm about to say. Yeah, that's actually ties in. Well, see, he was made for this shit. he was meant. To,
who goes out on a?
He was meant Tuesday to be fast and furious.
In this town.
It was written in the stars.
I need to hear that song on fucking Tuesday now. Who goes out on this town on Tuesday? Motherfucker talking about getting butterflies.
About to say.
Butterflies and shit. Nigga, you 50. What are you talking about? Like,
hey, there you go. Blue Ryan. Hit up Vin Diesel.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's
a
right.
Promo.
Oh, man. Nah, that's all right.
I'm going to ride be the official alcohol of Fast and Furious.
Oh, hell nah, baby.
Yeah, step up from Corona. Yeah. Run.
I feel like I feel like Fireball would be the quintessential whiskey or the Fast and Furious people, shit. Whatever. And shit. I feel like Ciroc Vodka would be their thing or whatever.
Ciroc or like Grey Goose. Probably yeah, whatever. Like, probably Ciroc.
Whatever bullshit ass flavor that you can get.
Ciroc.
Yeah. The puffy
flavor bullshit.
Puffy version of a.
Take that.
I can't remember the last time I had Ciroc. I had probably.
Ooh, man. It's been years.
Years. Ooh, man.
Oh, man. I remember how that shit tasted. It was fucking awful. So, you know, I was back in the day. I used to just drink this to fucking drink.
I think I probably had the last time I had it was cranberry and vodka, probably is with that. That man, we talking like, ooh, man, the last time I had a cranberry, no, was that a vodka tonic or a cranberry vodka, Cody, if you remember? No, it was vodka tonic, that's right. It was at New Year's we went to when we was in downtown LA and,
Oh, that shitty ass, right? we take the party out of Hebra.
Was that year? I don't even remember.
I think it was
that
year because there was shit going on downtown. Like, and that's when that black dude said, "Man, y'all two niggas get the fuck out of here." that's how I say here. Right? I was like, did he just say that? Like, hey, brother. I thought we were on the same team here.
Yeah, why are you kicking? Hold on, why are you kicking? I forgot all about that.
You remember that?
Holy shit.
That was the same year, right?
That was the same year. I don't remember if it was the same year, but it happened. I do remember that, though. This brother told him, hey, you can be. I was like, wait, what?
It's like, damn, man. He tells us it's gotta be niggas too. Like, we can't just leave. Like, Jesus, man.
I don't even remember why he told us that. Neither. We were just like looking at him like,
damn.
Like, we literally just got into this place. People, we didn't even do shit or whatever. And we were just like,
what do you think?
And it's funny because this is off the cusp of me and Cody doing Texas and San Diego and shit. And we just like, this is the most tame we fucking been. Whatever. We
yeah, just yes.
Yeah, you two niggas need to get the fuck about it. I was like, wait, what? And remember when we said, what did you just say to us? And he didn't even look at us. He just kept like looking at the wall. He was like, he was like a self-hating black man or something like that. Like he was just like, hey man, I'm
Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Yeah, Uncle Ruckus bouncing that fucking bar and shit, dude. That shit fucking,
he told us basically whatever. I'm the only black man that can be up in here. Y'all need to fucking bar here.
That's what like, he wants. It's, hey, y'all afraid of my territory. Yeah. I don't like that.
Hey, y'all need to get out of here. Right? Some of them, we both turned around and just looked at him, and you was just like, what did he just say? And I know you said, like, did he just say? And I said, what did he say to us? Because, you know, my ghetto side kicked in for a moment. And it was just like, I gave him that Ice Cube look like. And yeah. He just like straight up just stared at the wall like he didn't say shit. I was just looking at him like, hey, yo. He turned into one of them British mimes and shit like that where he didn't talk and stuff. It was just like, so we invaded his territory, I guess. He was just like, hey, man, all these Latin women and other women up here, that's for me.
Odo, my brother. You got to get your own.
Better you than me. Or better me than you now. Actually, damn. That was a weird fucking night. If that was the same night, because it started.
I think we went out both nights. I think we went out New Year's Eve, and then we went out to, I remember, the next night. If I'm not mistaken,
yeah. So then one night might have been downtown.
And yeah, I think that's how I went. Yeah.
Okay, because downtown started off crappy as hell because I had that vodka tonic drink or whatever. I think was that the night we ended at Casey's or the Association, or it might have been the Standard. Shit, I don't remember now.
Oh, fuck.
That was like our three spots or whatever. It was the Association, Casey's, and the Standard.
Fuck, man. I don't remember.
Yeah. And then Alhambra, that turned into Cody sleeping in his car. So. In the back seat.
Good old times.
I just remember this motherfucker opening the back door and just leaped in that motherfucker.
The frog splashing motherfucker.
Motherfucker turned to a wrestler and shit all of a sudden. You get a Jimmy Snooker splash in there. He's just like, hey. like it was a
first.
Like it was a waterbed and shit.
Don't tell my fucking like torpedo.
And my ass was so out of it or whatever. I just remember looking, going like, he must be sleeping or whatever. And I try to put the key into the car and shit at the time. Just like, oh boy. I think I fell into the fucking horn or whatever. Just went. I just remember that crappy. I'll never forget that drink too, man. That and people, this is like 2012.
Ooh, yeah, it's way back.
Yeah, it's way back. So vodka and tonic. I remember that's how me and Cody used to always start our nights off. It was getting those vodka tonics or whatever, or like something like a little before we kicked it up a notch or whatever. Started getting into like the shots and tequilas and all that stuff, whatever. And I'll never forget that vodka. That was the last time I had vodka in anything or whatever. And Jesus Christ, it tastes like battery acid. I gave it to Cody and he was just like, oh. It's like, oh, I'm not drinking
that. That shit was awful. That shit was disgusting. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I can tell you this right now. If we was doing a bar review on that or whatever, oh man, they'd be getting a fuck it after that drink. I don't think there's no recovery from that.
Shit, that's probably the worst cocktail I've had still to this day. Honestly, I don't remember anything tasting that bad. That shit literally tastes like the bottom of fucking battery, bro.
Yeah.
It tastes like fucking battery acid. Like you put your tongue on a fucking battery and it's leaking, that's what that shit tastes like.
Yeah, like if it gets sorbic acid and like a controller or something like that, and you just start licking that thing, whatever, you're like, that tastes good. That tastes like bad. Yeah, you might be right. That might have been the worst cocktail I think. That might be the worst.
Yeah.
It damn near could be like in top five all time worst drinks.
All time worst drinks, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Top five all time worst drinks. Damn, how you thought about that?
Man, we're going past a decade now, Cody, and I can still remember this drink? Come on now, man.
Yeah, I still remember what that tastes like. I still remember exactly what that shit tastes like, which is crazy.
And I don't think we've had vodka since.
Nah, I'm trying. No, I don't think I have. Have I? I don't think I have.
No. Nah. Oh, wait, I did at that store I told you about when she was doing Mission Liquor when I went there. And
Yeah.
So I did have that vodka, so never mind. I guess I did. anyway, people. I got something I want to announce here too that we're gonna be doing.
Oh, okay.
Start next month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if people knew this or not, but next month is cocktail month or whatever. And then
that's right.
Next month we're gonna do it for the whole year. It is 2023, and it is the 50th year anniversary of hip hop.
Oh shit! Look at that.
Whatever. So I don't know if people knew, but Nas is like in full effect of like he created a website and everything. Like, he's like just celebrating 50 years of hip hop like crazy right now. So I figured what we would do every Whiskey and Craft Beer Week, or I guess since we're doing a different spirit too, as far as my, whatever my week and Cody week is, we both are gonna, I'm gonna pick for my week a hip hop artist, give a little talk about him, and then following week Cody gonna pick a hip hop artist, whatever, and we just gonna celebrate hip hop for the rest of the year. Good.
Oh hip-hop. Man, I love- well, I think hip hop is his own thing. What today is, I don't know what the fuck you call that. Yeah, hip hop.
Nah, hell.
So I think hip hop is good. I think all actual hip hop is actually good.
Okay.
Today it ain't hip hop. Whatever the fuck you call that, I can't really call it rap. I don't know what the fuck you call that. Y'all tell me, because I don't fucking know.
It was funny. Yeah. I was at the barbershop yesterday. My barber, old school hip. I mean, Wu-Tang is his. That's his Bible, basically, right? Mm-hmm. He said he tried listening to, because he listens to the podcast, right? He said he started listening to 21 Savage after we made fun of him. And my barber's a pothead, right? So he's like, I was smoking a blunt, dude. He's like, I thought the weed was too strong or something, because I couldn't understand a word he was fucking saying, right? He almost fucked my haircut up, by the way, because I was laughing so hard and shit or whatever. I was fucking dying.
Oh, shit.
He said he had to wait till the weed wore off the next day or whatever to re-listen to it. And was just like, nah, it wasn't a weed. That had to have been the funniest shit I think I've heard all week, whatever. I was just like, man, that is fucking funny. And he was just like, he said, I got to be honest with you, my problem with it, because he just said hip hop today is just Drake or whatever. And he just said everything else, I just don't understand it because I can't hear a word what they saying.
Yeah, and it's just all mush mouth.
He made an interesting point too, whatever. He said today hip hop is all about producing. He said only people care about hyping up the producers that work on their damn tracks or whatever. You don't have to say shit and stuff. And I was just like, that's a really good point, because I can't remember the last time I hear so much on projects about who produced an album and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I could give a shit less, because I can't understand a word that man just said in that fucking song. So you could get the best of the best to produce it. Who gives a shit if you get yelling things like, bitch, you guessed it. Like, come on, bro.
Classic.
And I told him, too, because he was like, man, y'all was dead on with 21 Savage. He was like, this dude is, like, off. He's off beat. He ain't even rhyming anymore or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's, like, the whole purpose of hip-hop. Like, you ain't even got to have a story to tell. But, like, you got the – one of the two points is, like, you got to stay on beat and rhyme. Like, like, that kind of is, like – that's kind of, like, part of the hip-hop trifecta right there, Cody. Story, rhyming, and on beat. Like – you kind of have to have at least two out of the three, right, Cody?
Yeah, oh yeah, at least bare minimum shit, give us something.
I mean, if I can't understand you, damn, at least be on beat then, please.
Lord,
are we asking for much now?
No, we're not asking for much. It's really not that hard to make an actual like decent song. Yeah. It's really not that hard. You really think about it, it ain't that fucking hard. Shouldn't be that goddamn hard.
Hey, as Nas said, it ain't hard to tell. Yeah, clearly it is, yeah. Nas. I got
like, I'm not saying you got to be like fucking, you need to be like Nas on every fucking track and have this incredible lyricism and shit, but at least have something going on. You know what I mean? And most of these motherfuckers, they don't have shit.
Hey, look,
they
at don't. I ain't asking for Nas. Look, I'll go back to one Lupe Fiasco. Like, look at the cool. You got songs on there like Intruder Alert that's telling a story or whatever and stuff like that. But then you get to like Gold Watch. That ain't no deep meaning story there. That's just talking about nostalgia and somebody likes whatever and stuff. It's like, but it's cool though. It flows. It's got this cool hook to it. Mm-hmm. So I ain't asking for deep subconscious and rap and shit like that most of the time. Half the time, I'm just asking, can I understand it? I just want to hear what you're saying. When I got told
at least.
Day, when I got told the other day that Kodak Black is like,
Jesus Christ,
I wanted to hang myself. I was just like, yeah, okay.
Kodak Black,
that dude sucks ass.
I forgot that dude exists.
That motherfucker look like a Muppet, dude. Look like somebody stuck their hand up his ass and just moved him around and shit. Whatever. It's like, man, that dude sucks ass.
You ever see the movie Small Soldiers?
Is that the one with the little toys that came to life?
With the little, yeah, Commandos and the Gorgonites. Yeah, remember that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
When those Barbies get fucked up and toasted and shit? That's what Kodak Black looks like.
He had the same hairstyle as Kodak Black. Yeah. Oh, damn. I was like, oh, Kodak Black be spitting that real shit, apparently, Cody.
Could fool me.
If Kodak Black is spitting that real shit, then you know what? That's how I know hip-hop's done with me.
Yeah.
But it is 50 years of hip-hop. What a... what a time to be alive. Well, actually, not to be alive. I'm going to forget. What a time for me and Cody, I guess, whatever, and our peers in the 40s age period, like my buddy Yoon, Jermell, or whatever, to have been witnesses of this golden age of hip-hop that we've had over the past few decades and stuff, and only to see it just crumble and fall. And as Ari Spears said the best, it'd be like the 96 Olympics. The 96 Dream Team versus the Special Olympics, you know? So... I don't think there's any other better comparison than that comment right there. So,
yeah.
So, starting March, the whole year, twice a week, you're going to get two hip hop artists that me and my good friend over here, Cody, admire, adore, want to just talk a little bit about, you know, as far as their music and their career and what songs they had. Man, I already got it. I might have to go 2 years on this, man. I'm looking at Grandmaster Flash. I'm looking at Jurassic. I'm looking at Nas. I'm looking at Rakim. I see some
characters. Okay, so, all right.
Man.
Okay, I like the little .com here because obviously there's a bunch of like old school hip hop artists I love, obviously. But there's two I have in mind that are a bit more, I guess, recent. So that's going to be kind of cool. Have a little bit of contrast, maybe a little bit of generational divide there. So it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
And then maybe at the end of the year, we'll do our top three out of the ones we did this year, or whatever. Our top three MCs of all time.
That's gonna be hard as fuck.
Yeah,
I know my number one.
But I know my number one too. I mean, I talk about the man every day. I'm looking
at two and three. Oof.
If Cody don't beat me to it, I already know who my April pick is. That's a Tribe Called Quest.
Ooh.
Tribe Called Quest. You can't. Yeah, I mean,
ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, that's a really good one.
Man, you remember when groups was a thing back then?
Oh, yeah. Gangstar and all that shit.
No, we just talked about Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest, whatever. Gangstar. I mean, the Fugees. I mean, The Roots. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Ooh. The Roots was my shit back then.
EPMD?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to get into it, though.
It's
50th year of hip-hop, whatever. Used to be my favorite genre. Kind of is if I just stay in that time period, so.
Yeah. You good. Don't go past, like, 2000. Straight.
Somebody going to be like, what about Nelly? How come I ain't hear him on this list, huh? Get that ABC rhyming shit out of here.
What about Paul Wall? Come on, man.
Oh, what about Mike Jones?
I'm thugging on him.
What about T-Pain, man? He changed the genre. He a rapper?
I actually like T-Pain.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, I'm in love with a stripper. That's a classic. When I saw that skeleton sliding down that pole or whatever shit, I was just like, yeah, that's the perfect song to play right there. I'm in love with a stripper. She fine and she rolling and she pose. I'm like, yeah. And who could, well, it ain't hip hop, whatever, but it's more R&B. But I was going to say, who could forget Ron Isley pulling a sword out and R. Kelly basically telling, I'm going to cut your dick off if you fucking.
I saw what you did with the kids. Yeah. You don't deserve that dick.
Hey,
pull
man.
A Val Venus on your ass.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but pull a Val Venus on your ass, you know. I ain't going to refer to him as R. Kelly now. I'm going to call him what Nas called him, an ether, Little Chase. Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
I can't believe nobody caught that back in the day or whatever and shit, because Nas used to do these interviews when he had to do those Hot 96 interviews talking about Jay-Z. He said, this motherfucker always hanging out with R. Kelly and shit. Everybody know R. Kelly fucking around with these little girls. Nasty. It's disgusting, yo. He was like, I did a tour with R. Kelly and I had to cancel it or whatever because I was like, no, they didn't stick me on a tour with this dude. You can find that audio too, people. Like, he was just... So if you ever wonder, why did Nas ever do a track with R. Kelly like in the future and stuff like, because I think they had one track together back in the day. That's probably when Nas found out or whatever. He's probably like, wait, what? He doing what now? But if you ever wonder why
crazy
they never did a track together in the 2000s and beyond, whatever, well, yeah, I don't think our Kells is Nas's biggest fan. Mm-mm. But Jay-Z was there. He's doing them tracks with them. Oh, yeah. Motherfuckers was wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Fiesta.
That was R. Kelly's mask wearing days, by the way. Motherfucker thought he was real life Zorro, except he was taking underage girls and shit or whatever and stuff.
Oh, God, I forgot about this shit.
Nasty fuck, little Chase. Fucking weird.
Old Black Zorro.
Yeah, old Black Zorro. I think there's like one song of his I actually like too, and just because it's like a club bang, but everything else, I never liked that man's music before or whatever.
I ever liked an R. Kelly song. I don't know if I have. I'm trying to think.
Ignition is the only one I can think of that I actually enjoy, and maybe it's because I only enjoy it too of Dave Chappelle making fun.
I don't think there's one L. I was about to say L. Kelly. Yeah, he did take an L. R. Kelly song that I like.
His song sucked back then to me. That's why I was just like, I believe I can fly. I was like, I hate that fucking track. I hate it so much or whatever. Like, that song sucks.
My brother used to love that song.
Your brother would like some shit like that. I can see that. Yeah, like, I hate that fucking track or whatever. I can't even remember some of his older ones or whatever. I never liked that.
Yeah.
It ain't he's like one of those legacy artists or whatever, like a Mary J. Blige. Like Mary J. Blige, I can look back on her first albums and stuff like that and be like, oh yeah, her career was.
Oh, he left a legacy, all right.
Yeah.
not when it's admirable, but it's a legacy.
He left a jail legacy. That's what he left. Before we get into your beer talk, Cody, man, so 50 years of hip hop this whole year. I guess, so we're going to have 10 artists each then for the rest of the year, since we starting in March, whatever. 10 artists. Man, so you're going to have a total of 20 artists in from both of us then. I'm going to have 10, Cody's going to have 10, whatever. We're basically doing a top 10 of the whole year then for our
family. Oh, actually, I didn't even think about that. Sure.
So we're doing a top 10, basically, of each of us, of our favorite artists, which is each going to be different. So if Cody beats me to something, I'm like, God damn it, I got to pick someone else. So it's like a draft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's going to be nice. I think we already know who my first guy is. So I'm looking forward to doing that and celebrating this 50 years of hip hop or whatever. One of the greatest genres ever made in music. Speaking of drafts though, Cody, we had some drafts in the NBA over there and, oh boy.
Oh, we had some ooh, man, this
ooh.
Oh. Man, what ooh. What a Charles Barkley he said this is going to be the most entertaining.
He said the trade biggest, deadline ever. Right? Or the
biggest,
like
yeah,
that.
Biggest. There you go. He said the biggest.
And, he said the biggest, boy, most interesting draft trade, I think.
He wasn't lying.
No, he was not.
This trade, this was fucking madness.
Some madness. Of them, I'm just going like, damn. You know, it's funny, in the NBA, hey, man, contracts don't mean shit. Nothing like the NFL.
Yeah, especially if you're in Brooklyn. I'll say that.
Yeah, because one of the big trades, I could have sworn that motherfucker had 4 more years left on his, and they just said...
Yeah. He had, I think 4 more years. I think so. Yeah, he had 4 years.
He was still, yeah, he just had 4 more years. And if I'm not mistaken, he just resigned. Did he just resign on that, or if I'm not mistaken?
I don't think so. I think he signed that like the year before.
This, yeah, like a year before.
I forgot.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not recently, like right, a week ago or whatever. I mean, like, you know, like a few months ago or a year ago or whatever. And stuff. Like, I think he had just signed that. And I'm just like, hey, I love the difference between NFL and NBA. Like the when it comes to contracts, whatever, NFL, they don't give a fuck. They'll hold you on that contract till like to the last hour of that bitch.
Yeah, it is crazy, dude. Because NBA, the whole one team for a superstar like their entire career. That's not really a thing anymore.
No,
nowadays because players they control their own destiny more. And there's a lot more parity in the league nowadays. I think things nowadays it's becoming a lot more even, especially throughout the conferences.
Yeah.
So and I like it. I love having competitive basketball. Obviously, we're Laker fans, but I love watching good basketball at the end of the day, and I love having competition. And that's why I love the NBA. I love watching the NBA. I love these storylines. And I love having these matchups because it's entertaining. This is why I believe the NBA is the greatest sport. It's the greatest league on the planet. So I love this. I'm loving all of this.
Honestly. Nah, it ain't what you believe. It's a fact. I'm sorry to tell you this, but look here. I hate to tell these people this, even though because it's Super Bowl day, there's way more stars than there'll ever be in the NBA than there ever be in the NFL.
I think so.
You will never recognize anybody on a fucking NFL team walking the streets compared to an NBA team, unless you a fucking Tom Brady, or if they in your city or something like that, mm-hmm. they part of that town, whatever. Cody, you think you would recognize Matthew Stafford if you walked past him?
No.
Exactly. Who the fuck would know who that is? Who would give a fuck, to be honest?
Yeah, it's crazy. The motherfucker just won a Super Bowl. It's insane when you think about it.
I wouldn't give a shit. Was
about not a year ago yet.
I would probably recognize Jimmy G just because that motherfucker's always with a porn star or something like that. I'd be like, I recognize her.
He has different publicity on him. That's why you recognize him.
Yeah. He's fucking around.
That's separate from football.
Totally. That's totally separate. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I know that girl.
Mm-hmm.
That look like Jimmy. That makes sense right there. Yeah, totally fucking different. Funny enough, I think the biggest, and I could be wrong about this, one of the biggest stars, just because I just see his fucking face everywhere now, is Gronk. I think he's like one of the most familiar faces you'll see.
He's like Chef Boyardee commercials and shit.
Man, this dude is in every fucking media platform. Yeah. See him doing. I mean, he is just like all over the fucking place. So like,
he stays making money with his big goofy ass. Yeah,
yeah, I totally could see him. But even though he doesn't play anymore, so I'm talking about people that actually mm-hmm. still play or whatever, you know. But he's like the most recognizable face I could think of in the NFL, even though he doesn't play. For everybody else, I'd just be like. Yeah, they get paid or whatever shit, but it's like, I don't really care. But NBA, I mean, what's the lowest star I can think of? Like a Russell Westbrook. You're going to recognize this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to look at him, because you're going to look at him in disdain. That's why. You're going to be like, motherfucker.
I got rid of his ass, thank God. Yo, yes.
Yeah.
I agree. He
finally got rid of his ass. You're going to recognize Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't even a player, coach.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see that faraway glance he does.
Mm-hmm.
You easily going to recognize a James Harden. I mean, that mm-hmm. motherfucker's...
The beard himself.
He's a silhouette.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a silhouette. I mean, I just think that, like, honestly, you have a chance, better chance of making yourself a way bigger star in the NBA than the NFL. There's too many moving mm-hmm. parts on the NFL team, whatever. And it's hard to kind of... It's hard to really stick out. That's why on every team there's usually just one fucking star, really. I mean, they ain't got no three stars in there. We just be like, oh, you could have a great lineup. Like, okay, like the Niners, they have a great offensive lineup, but Cody, you gonna recognize anybody in a fucking team?
Yeah. Name the entire 49ers offensive line. Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'll wait. All right, I'm waiting no more. Deebo Samuel. You think you'd recognize him, Cody?
Nope.
I don't know the name for sure.
Name's very familiar.
I guess you better wear that jersey then for me to recognize him. Put that helmet on, because that's the only way I'm going to recognize him. So I think that, and I don't think it's an opinion. I think it's a fact or whatever. The NBA has way more stars. I think it's a way better sport, honestly. I think the as you said, the best league, the draft is always fucking intriguing as hell. Mm-hmm. The movements it goes around. KD was part of that big trade, and seeing him go to the Suns to team up with Chris Paul and Booker.
Chris Paul, D-Book, DeAndre Ayton. And it's crazy with that one, too, man. Literally, the Suns were – sorry, not the Suns. The Nets were saying, like, we do not plan on trading KD before Thursday's deadline. And then, sure enough, that Wednesday, like that night, I think, boom.
I got to tell you, Suns. Too.
What the fuck?
How stressful that is to have to trade your best player, supposedly, before the playoffs about to kick in and shit like that. It's like – Yo, are we about to be making, like, especially because they were on a hot streak for a little bit? I mean, they started a losing streak.
Yeah. They were like, 25-8 before KD.
Yeah.
Before KD got injured.
So to trade your best player for a few other good players and stuff, it was like, oh, man. I mean, Are we taking a gamble here and there? I tell you this right now. I wouldn't have made the trade just for the simple fact that, like, I don't think anybody can be paying attention to fucking Brooklyn Nets no more.
No. Oh, I mean, it's a weird situation for the Brooklyn Nets, though, man.
It really is.
With that core, they just say they kept KD. They weren't going to do anything with that. No, Kyrie, just that wasn't going to happen. So it's just like, you knew you were wasting KD's time. You know, you waste each other's time. So I think they did each other a solid. It's like, hey, this is fucking, just blow it up.
Oh, that's why I need to be a league owner or something like that. Because I'd have looked at him and been like, I don't give a fuck where you want to go. You better get your ass back on that court, motherfucker. Right. I'd be the evil dictator, basically.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Nets fans, man, because, man, they had such a bright outlook a couple years ago. They had Katie and Kyrie. Who thought on paper that shit wasn't going to work?
And James Harden.
Bringing James Harden. Oh, my God.
He was the smartest one out of all of them.
Put on the map. Yeah, James Harden was the first one. He's like, fuck this. I see where this is going.
You know, I just want to say, I called it. James Harden was better than Ben Simmons.
Clearly.
Excuse me. That was a better trade James Harden won in that trade because I don't know what the fuck Ben Simmons has done since he's been there.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it's. I don't think it's so doom and gloom for the Nets because they did get a good return. They have just a bunch of role players, but they all play hard and they've been playing well lately. And Jock Vaughn's a great coach. I just don't know, like, man, the future for them. I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do, man. So I feel bad for the Nets.
I think personally they lost all their box office attraction.
Oh yeah, easily.
Ain't nobody watching that shit. Easily. No, I can tell you that right now.
I'm not going to Brooklyn.
Nah, I mean they barely had fans as it was or whatever. Mm-hmm. And shit. When you went to that game, you saw other jerseys and shit there. So like, didn't you lose three of the like super superstars in the NBA or whatever? I mean, which by the way, Kyrie played incredible in his first game as a Mavericks. Saw that. I said, yeah, that boy can ball. I mean,
Kyrie can ball. Like I said, Kyrie look good. They're gonna be dangerous. I don't know if they have enough around them to make an actual finals push, but they're gonna be competitive. They're gonna be up there.
Obviously. Shit, like as we said before, he's either a top three or five point guard. I can't think off the top of my list who I'd put ahead of him other than Steph Curry and shit, whatever. But like, he's in that point guard range as far as like top five, whatever. He's unreliable as fuck. I mean, you never know.
All the off court shit, yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, his off the court shit tends to go on the court somehow or whatever. So it's like, you know, he hasn't found that perfect balance of keeping them separate. So, I mean, so we know his deal, whatever. But when he gets on that court, dude, like I told you, there's some games in that playoff I saw he played better than KD. KD just didn't want to fucking be there. I mean,
I'm telling you, man, when Kyrie is on the court, that dude always shows up. He never not shows up. Yep. Every single time when he laces up his shoes, he shows the fuck up. I will never take that away from Kyrie. As crazy as he fucking is, that dude is a bona fide baller, and I would love to have him on my team. I will say that.
Hey, look, I've been saying it for months now, whatever, since they played Boston in that fucking blowout series. KD slept that whole fucking four-game series they had and shit. Mm. Kyrie was out there balling his ass off. He was putting up fucking points like crazy and shit. But nobody KD is much credit for that shit, neither.
Right, and KD is much more injury-prone as well. So there's also that issue. And that's why I wonder.
He's AD. He's like AD. He's injured every fucking year now.
He's like a slightly lesser injury prone AD. I will say that. Yeah.
When was the last time he wasn't injured?
That's true.
When was the last time he was every season?
I will say though about this Suns deal, they better win a fucking championship. You cannot do this deal and not win a championship. This is a win or bust season for them.
Oh yeah,
this is a win or a bust. You have no excuse.
KD, zero. I will say this: he keeps putting himself in these bust situations too. Because it's like, bro,
I gotta say it too. Like KD, man, you left Golden State for this shit. So you had a good in Golden State. You had to make. Y'all could have went on another run. You could have run for years. That could have been a whole ass dynasty.
Honestly, it would have just been just as easy as when they won it last year.
Yeah,
they probably would have had two or three more chips.
Yeah, easy. Easily, yeah.
Yeah.
You have no excuse. You have D-Book, who was a bona fide superstar in this league, and Chris Paul, who was one of the best point guards of all time. Pure point guard. You have no fucking excuse. Zero. You better fucking win.
You heard what he said. He said he wanted to go there to help his friend get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said that shit in Brooklyn, too.
Get a fucking ring.
KD, my problem with him or whatever is when he just checks out, he fucking checks out. And it's just like... Mm-hmm. That I can't get over that Boston series. Dude, he had 4 fucking points going in the second half of that goddamn quarter. It was just like, and then he played no defense at all. He was just walking the full court or whatever, and it was just looking and going like, meanwhile, I saw Kyrie hustling up and down the court. And I'm just like looking, going like, what in the fuck are you doing? You were about to get swept, and you're just sleepwalking through this. Like, what? That was one of those moments where Steve Nash probably should have grabbed his and said, that's one of those moments where Steve Nash should have probably had a Tom Brady moment, threw a tablet and been like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, this is unacceptable, dude. Like, you, I don't give a fuck if we down 3-0 or whatever and shit. Like, you need to get your ass out there and play.
Yeah, you got to play, man. You got to play. You got a contract to fulfill. Fucking 4 play.
Fucking points out of this dude. No rebounds and 3 assists.
That was a pitiful ass series for them.
Like
fucking pitiful.
Meanwhile, going in the second half, Kyrie already had 13 points, whatever. I was just like, looking at it, I was like, this is where Kyrie should be because he's the second best player on the team. But, like, I expect KD at this point right now to be at least about 15, 18 points in or whatever shit. Okay, like, I mean, they got swept hard because this motherfucker just checked out, okay? So, like, KD kind of bothers me a little bit more than Kyrie, whatever, because Kyrie, like we said, his shit is off the court and you just never know if he'll show up. But, like, with KD, you don't know if he's having a good day, bad day, whatever and shit. Is he going to show up and play? Man, I just want to hoop, but yet I don't want to hoop here. And it's like, oh.
Right. It's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
KD don't have off-the-court issues. He has on-the-court issues or whatever. And it's right. Like, I don't want on-the-court issues and shit. Mm-hmm. Kyrie, you can have whatever off-the-court shit you can do as long as it don't interfere in the game.
Mm-hmm.
KD shit interferes in the game too much for me. And, like, I'm at this point now, especially watching these Lakers and shit, I'm tired of on the court issues now. Like it's like if you got on the court issues, you I don't want you on my team. I don't want.
Yeah, you, man. But yeah, overall, man, this trade deadline was crazy. East didn't do shit. They did nothing. I think the one good move I do think is a solid move that might put them over the top. Milwaukee, Jay Crowder.
Yeah, Jay Crowder's good.
Jay Crowder is really solid. I fucking hate Jay Crowder, but if he was on my team, I'd love him. He's one of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a solid defender, and he can knock down 3-point shots in the clutch. Yeah. He can do that.
Yeah.
Great pickup for them. That's like the only move in the East that's like worthwhile.
Honestly, I was going to say, I never felt like the East had to make any moves, to be honest. I felt like the East, when we was naming the top 5 last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever we did that, I was just like,
it's still the same pretty much. Yeah.
I was like, they already look like they a clinch or whatever, as far as, I mean, then I'm looking at the West going like, well, who the fuck in the West other than Golden State and
West? Yeah. West is minus, I think like Phoenix, they should be the favorite. They had no fucking excuse. But other than that,
I'm saying before they got the trade though, like
before the trade. Oh, gotcha.
Trade. Like who was we looking at in the West that was like, you know,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't have a top 5 in the West.
I didn't have a top 5. Yeah, you throw the Grizzlies up there.
Yeah, and they don't do shit.
They kind of falling off. Denver. They underlook because they're not a flashy team, but they're number one team in the West.
And they always choke too. Second round.
Yeah,
they second round chokers. So, I mean, when we was on the East before the trade, I was like, I can give you top 3 I think the West needed this trade, these trades.
Yeah, now after the trade, it's very interesting because I love the moves Lakers made. I don't think it's enough, obviously, to get it to this chip, whatever.
Nah, it's too late.
We're gonna be more competitive, so that's gonna be nice. It does give us more flexibility for next year, so that's also nice. I do like the moves we made. Are they gonna be enough? No, they're not. But hey, better than the shit we previously had. So Cody, that's nice at least.
We made one move where we got rid of that dark cloud. I don't really give a shit what we do for the rest of this season. Russell Westbrook
was the biggest thing. Get rid of that fucking tumor. Yeah,
he's gone now, okay? Russell Westbrook is gone. So starting next year, this needs to get better. Oh, and AD, we got to do something about it. He's that other 35% issue that we have or whatever.
I'm going to fuck with 5 for 19 last night? Jesus. He put up 60 rebounds and a couple blocks, but Jesus, man. But that's a good thing, though. No LeBron, AD had a horrible offensive game, but yet we still got the chip. We still got the dub. Granted, it was a depleted Golden State ain't great right now, so I'm not going to say, oh my God, this is looking at us, but solid outlook. I think things are trending in the right direction for the Lakers. So that much I will say. So that was a nice win for them.
I think this season's over for them.
It is. Yeah, but I'm just trying. I'm trying to have something, man.
I thought that was a horrible performance. Even though we got that, like, man, Jesus Christ. I'm still annoyed that Scottie Pippen Jr. don't get to play as much. I'm just like, why isn't this man getting some minutes on this fucking court? Do you know how baller this dude was in that summer?
Yeah.
This dude was balling his ass. We put Schroeder out there more than Scottie. I'm just like, yo, fuck Schroeder, yo. Like, okay, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Schroeder balled out.
I don't give a fuck, whatever. He chose playoffs. We need to be building the future. Schroeder ain't the future. I can say that right now. We've been down this route with Schroeder before, whatever.
Yeah, this year's a toss up. Next year, man, we gotta make a splash somehow, some way.
Hey, this
got to, because next year we got to go all in on something.
Well, dude, we are not utilizing our young players like for nothing. Like Scottie Pippen Jr., I'm seeing on a fucking bench or whatever and shit, and I see Schroeder playing. Like you said, he was balling, but who gives a fuck?
I'm just glad we got rid of some of those guards, because fucking Darvin Ham, these goddamn guards. I mean, we had way too many fucking guards. He had these goddamn three guard lineups that didn't do shit. Darvin Ham's a problem too. So I'm gonna just take off the whole. It ain't really the players. Yeah, the roster's whatever. Well, it was whatever. Much better now. Well, Darvin Ham, that motherfucker.
Well, remember, I said AD was 35% of that problem. There's another few percent.
Like I said, I still say Coach V should still be the coach today, Coach Vogel. But fuck it, whatever. I guess we're past that shit. Whatever. Yeah. Water in the bridge. I guess it is what it is.
Yeah.
But since after the trade deadline, JB. Who's your picks now? Who's going to the finals?
Man, dude.
Who is going to the finals? Who's coming out of the West? Who's coming out of the East?
Man, dude, I still don't have a for sure West. I'm not even confident on the someone tried to log into my Instagram account. That's fine. Keep trying.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. you ain't going to get shit on there. Like, we'll get photos. Like, I never understand that hacking Instagram shit or whatever. Like what, you going to get some photos? Like, ain't shit up on there. But either way, I still don't have a West pick, to be honest, whatever. Like like you said, the most obvious, like, that should get there easily is the fucking Suns. But it's like, I don't even know if I'm confident on them, because Chris Paul's not having a really good season right now. KD's still injured. He'll be back soon or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like you said, he's kind of unreliable a little bit when it comes to being injured or not. So, like, I don't know. We'll see if he balls out or whatever, or if he gets bored of CP3 or some shit like that. But I guess they would have to be the favorites, or whatever. Can Golden State come back, reel themselves around in the playoffs, or whatever? Shit. We'll see. Denver, like you said, they looking good, but I mean, they second round chokers when it comes.
Yeah, to Denver, they kind of do this every season though.
Yeah, so yeah, they do every season. Yeah, and then this season they'll be eliminating the second round again. Yeah. Like, yeah, they do. Grizzlies, I don't expect to go nowhere. They all bark, no bite, whatever and shit.
I fucking hate the Grizzlies. I can't stand them.
Never liked the Grizzlies. They're the most
unlikable team right now.
They always been that way. I can't say
any of the motherfuckers.
Dallas, I'm.
I think Dallas is like one piece away, one solid piece. I don't know what that piece is.
Well,
I think they're one piece away.
They had a great season last year. I'm looking forward to watching them in the playoffs this year, or whatever, because they were pretty fucking exciting. When they eliminated the Suns, hey, I'm not gonna lie, part of me was kind of rooting for them to go.
That would be a hell of a West Conference Finals, man. Phoenix against Dallas.
That would be Ox good.
Office, baby.
Ooh, Kyrie versus CP3.
Hell yeah. Box Luka office
versus KD. Oh yeah, man.
Box office.
Yeah, that might be the most interesting.
Oh, I would love to see that.
That might be the most interesting West game right there. So, you know what? I'm going to go with Phoenix or Dallas for the West. Phoenix, Dallas, or Golden State. No, not three, whatever. Golden State's at the bottom of the three. I would say I want Dallas to go far just to see how exciting that'd be. And on the East, between my three on there would be Bucks, Philly, and Boston. And for who I would want, obviously, is the Bucks to go. But, like, I think it'd be a little bit more exciting if Philly went. So I'd like to see Dallas versus Philly.
You would like to see it, or is that your pick?
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. I know Dallas ain't going there. Dallas ain't going that far. Yeah, yeah. I don't really have a pick right now in the West. I say Bucks on the East though, but I got Bucks going strong on the East or whatever. I don't really have one on the West yet. I need to see some plays here first, or whatever. I'm not.
Okay. Well,
who's yours? And if you got it, if you
okay. Well, we'll revisit this come playoff time. But as of right now, as it stands after the trade deadline, right now they better fucking go. The Phoenix Suns coming out the West. I had the Phoenix Suns coming out the West. And out the East, I got Milwaukee.
Okay.
So right now, as it stands, Phoenix, Milwaukee.
The Atlanta Hawks are gonna make it. No, it's fine.
Atlanta. I don't know what the fuck they're doing out there.
I used to root for that team hard too. Like, that team should go one day, and then now they ain't doing shit though. Yeah. Cody, what are you sipping on over there now?
All right.
What's your language
into some beer?
What's your language of love on drinking?
Man, my language of love. My love language on the beer end right here. Said I was sticking to the OC this month, so I'm gonna start off with one of the my favorite breweries from back in the day. I used to always go here. I remember me and my buddy Edgar and the fam. We used to always travel here to the brewery out in the OC. It's actually called The Brewery, B-R-U-E-R-Y.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I had it differently.
Yeah, so how do you spell that? Why is it spelled that way? Yeah. Well, if I give you a little history lesson, the dude, the owner of the brewery is named Patrick Rue. And so it's just like a play on words. Patrick Rue, The Brewery. That's why I spelled that way. Yeah, I did a brewery beer here on here. I forgot how many years ago it was at this point. I think I did the Helles Lager. I think it was during the pandemic. I think it was the last time I had a brewery beer on here.
A while ago. It felt like we've been doing this show for 10 years now.
That's what it feels like. Liar, man. Right? Holy shit.
It do feel
it's
like
been
that.
4 years. But it feels like 10 years. That shit's crazy. It literally feels like a fucking decade.
It feels like we've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah, so this is their Rue Keller Dunkel. So a Bavarian style Dunkel lager. So what this is, it's a dark lager. So with these, it's not going to have your typical light kind of spritzy, kind of crisp. What you normally think of as a lager, the process is still the same, but with this one, you're going to get a bit more of a malt characteristic, a bit more like I don't think savory is the word, a bit more of a richer character than you would with the actual traditional lager. Yeah, so I thought it'd be nice to switch it up, because I haven't had one of these in a while, a Dunkel.
Lager was back in when you had the El Segundo's IP Stone Cold.
Was that the last one I had?
Was the last one you had?
I might have been. And that was, that was like a middle.
The triple lager or something like that,
No, it was just like a regular lager.
Yeah. It was a new one that he had, a Broken Skull.
American Lager.
Lager, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might have been the last lager you did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so this has been a while. So as you can see, very dark. It looked darker than the actual camera, actually. In person, it's like a nice red highlights, good
take
mahogany.
A razor and shave that head
amber.
Off.
Very nice head, nice tan, foam head. I had this pour for a little while, actually. His head just staying there.
I like head.
Nice head, looks very nice. This is a very pretty beer, actually. A very pretty beer.
So it didn't evaporate like seltzers does?
No.
Okay, so it keeps his head, yeah.
Ooh, nice caramel.
Ooh,
nice caramel nose. Ooh, you get like a nice berry note on the nose too.
Making me thirsty now, motherfucker.
Nice little roastiness.
I don't know why I didn't have a drink in the first place anyway.
It's like a nice. What kind of bread? Oh, this specific bread.
Pudding bread? Bread pudding?
Banana bread pudding.
Banana bread?
Yeah, like a banana bread kind of bread pudding kind of thing going on here.
Ooh, I like that. I love
it. Man, the nose is really nice, dude. I love this aroma.
I ain't had banana bread in so long.
This aroma give me feelings, man. Oof.
Getting horny.
Yeah, I'm about to say. It's time of love right here.
It's time of love. It's sexual.
Feeling it right now. Feeling that love right now, baby.
You gonna fuck that drink.
Roma gonna be feeling things. Yeah, shit.
You gonna fuck that drink. Yeah.
The fuck is beer. Yeah.
Some people fuck pies. Some people fuck drinks.
Yeah. Some people fuck Dunkles.
Yeah. I think I fucked that new Harry Potter game, by the way. That game is dope as fuck, by the way. People.
I heard it's really good, man. Really good.
Yeah, it's worth every $80.
I heard it's dope. I heard that shit's dope. Really minus all the controversy and shit. I heard that shit's dope.
It is dope. Like, I mean, it is one of those you go like, where the fuck has this game been at all these years? It is that dope, Cody. Like, I am.
Okay. I gotta check it out.
I'm into it now. I might even be watching Super Bowl on a side screen as I'm playing that game, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm still trying to finish up Ragnarok right now, so I got to hop on Dead Space after that, and then I'll hop on that Harry Potter.
I didn't even start Dead Space because of Harry Potter, so...
I hear it's that good, man. I hear it's great.
It really is, dude. So, and the map is just huge. I mean, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, I recommend it. If you're a Harry Potter fan, okay. People, I'm giving that a last drop right away. And I
even there you go. Shit, there. Let's see the video game review right there.
Look, yeah. It is that fucking good. It's like, I'm kind of blown away. And I haven't even gotten into the depth of the story yet. So.
Oh, yeah, you got to the nitty gritty. So you're just starting. Okay, shit. Mm. Damn, all right. You sold me. Mm. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to catch that little elf bitch or whatever and own him. Too, shit. I've been following his trails, too. I found his little armor.
A little side quest.
Yeah. I saw, like, his little armor he had in the trophy room, and then I saw where he'd been eating at, and I'm like, I'm going to catch his little ass shit. He came.
Now the game... Now, it takes place before, like, all the Harry Potter shit, right?
100 years before Harry Potter.
100 years? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's dope. I recommend it.
I'm gonna check that out. I'm gonna check that shit out. All right, I'm going for the flip right here. I'm looking forward to this. This room is amazing. This is the longest last drop. I'll tell you that.
Games are so goddamn expensive these days. So I mean,
they really are.
That bitch told me $83 at the fucking cab. I just looked at her and was just like, damn, I should have bought a drink with this shit. This would have been, if I'd have bought a drink, a bottle too, this would have been like $300 fucking.
Hmm.
Ooh,
that's really nice, man.
Ooh.
That's really nice. I know we were like at the tail end of winter right here, about to transition to spring. This is actually a really good winter beer right here. A really good winter beer. Not too heavy on the mouth. Got a lot of roasted malts. A lot of like nice dark red fruit, man. Like a lot of like
cherries.
Not just red fruit, you got like a lot of dark cherry. It's like a lot of plum too.
I love plums and dark cherry.
Nice, man. I love the sweetness on here. Dark caramel, a little bit of toffee. Get another. Hold on, get another sip right here.
Take a long sip. Take a long sip. Let it flow through your body system, whatever.
Ooh, that one. I get a little bit of leather in that one. It sounds kind of weird. I don't really get leather a lot on my pores. But
that's more whiskey than
More whiskey. Yeah,
yeah, more whiskey.
A touch of leather. It's like a slight. It's faint. Like a slight woody characteristic to it. Oh man, this is really nice, man. Ooh, that one. Yeah, that one. I get a little bit of fig,
like a fig bar, fig noodle.
Yeah, figgy. You get a little bit of that breadiness too, but it still holds that malt backbone. This is more really nice.
That fig taste. You get some berries on that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you still get the berry quality, yeah. Ooh, give me one more. I love the mouthfeel on this one. Flavor's great. In front of the palate is great. Love the middle of the palate. My only knock against this one.
Oh.
I wish the finish lingered a bit longer. I think the finish is a bit too quick for my liking. So this one doesn't quite get over the top, but what you get in the front end and in the middle of the palate is so good. My favorite part about this is the way the mouthfeel ties into the flavor. I think that experience very nice. It almost gets like this kind of, like I said, it's winter. It almost gets like a festive quality to it.
So
like,
flavorful.
It's like a really good. It's like a really good Christmas type beer, man. Like, I wish I would have drank this like during like that time.
So flavorful.
Yeah, very flavorful. Very flavorful, very pretty in the glass. I paid, this is like between 13 and 15 for like a 4-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Oh, that's cheap.
Can't go wrong with that. Like I said,
what size of those cans, right? Regular size or?
Yeah, 16 ounce.
16 ounce? Okay, that's not bad. Yeah,
4-pack.
Got them at BevMo?
Yeah, actually, I did get it. I just wanted to get it.
Yeah.
I was like, brewery beers. They're like, fuck, I just stop by there and grab it.
Yeah. So you have to wipe the dust off that can first, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, like an old treasure chest or some shit.
Yeah. If you would have went and got that at Total Wine, it probably would have been, the finish would have been better, probably.
Nah, who knows? Possibly. Yeah, that's a really good beer, man. I enjoy it quite a bit. Like I said, my only knock against it is finish. I like a bit more of a lingering last to finish. I think it falls off a bit on that end, but overall, I didn't take away too much from the beer. I think this is still a hell of a pour. I think it's still a high quality pour. This is a nice contrast from the usual brewery stuff, which is packs a lot of fucking sweetness. That's what the brewery's known for. They're overly sweet fucking stouts.
Yeah.
This is a good, this is a really good pour, especially like on the tail end of winter. You see this? I think I wouldn't hesitate to pick it up. I recommend this beer. I'm gonna give this a 3-drop. I think it's a 3rd drop. Yeah, it's a really good beer. Really good beer. I'm liking this quite a lot, man. It's giving me a This is once again, this is the brewery's Rukeller Dunkel. They're Bavarian style Dunkel lager coming in at 6.2% ABV. Good stuff. 3rd drop. I like it. Check it out, folks.
I gotta tell you, I thought it was gonna be 3.5. Then I heard you hear that then you start talking about that finish or whatever. And I was like, I just dropped a point or half a point there. So yeah, I was like, Oh man. I always feel like on this show, whenever the nose gets a last drop, the taste doesn't get that last drop. That seems to be a certain pattern.
That's usually kind of the pattern. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Well, people, Cody over here dropping 3 drops and stuff, you know, about to get back to finishing up Ragnarok. Cause you know, the world is in right now. So
that's right.
Pretty much done.
Shit, goddamn.
We're gonna let people watch their Super Bowl now, and then when you're done watching Super Bowl, listen to the last drop on your first Monday morning drive. Well, you actually won't be driving.
Yeah, see if we got our predictions right.
We probably didn't, but it's fine. I look forward to next week when we get into mixing and matching. Oh, here, mixing that magic, baby. That magic's always mixing. And I look forward to getting into March, getting some cocktails out there and talking about some hip hop. So,
always fun. Always fun doing the cocktail months.
Yeah. So, right now, I'm going to go in this bathroom and go manscape some nose hair. Because that's telling me why my allergies are kicking in, probably. So,
got to keep that maintenance up, brother. Keep that maintenance up.
It's Sunday, so you know it's time. It's maintenance day, you know. Shoot, gotta look.
That's right. You can trim them hedges.
Gotta look a little purdy, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, it's hard when you get to your 30. I'm 35 this year, you know. Shit. Hopefully, I don't get shot when the homies.
Yeah, you old as fuck.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, you and Jamil don't come out singing "Happy Birthday, Home," and I'll be like, for me, and then. Ow. Because you know 35 is that next hunch over for that black man curse or whatever. You gotta make it past 35, Cody, and that's how you know. Yeah, about life goes on for you. Yeah, we got like 4 ages we gotta get past.
Ain't lying.
In order to live a nice long and healthy life, whatever and shit. And 35 next key right there. So I gotta get
back. Yeah, you got about a good more. You got about a good 5 years, 5 more years tops, JB.
I was thinking 3, but okay. Yeah, I like 5. Yeah, 5. Oh,
yeah, that's like the high end though.
Oh, okay. I'd like to make it to 40. That'd be nice. I'd love to change. Keep making it rain and cold out here in LA, then I'd be like, yeah, you know what? Go ahead and end me right now. I don't pay high taxes. I don't like this 50 degree weather. I'm sorry. I'm about to turn to a camera. My tax money, I'm going to tell my tax lady that. My tax money goes for a nice 76 on a daily. I need it. So, people. All right. So, I'm going to go trim some nose hair. Cody's going to play some Ragnarok. We're going to get back to it or whatever. I want to thank everybody for joining. We're going to be back next week for mixing and matching.
Always.
Matching and mixing. I am your Godfather Whiskey.
Stay tuned, folks.
Ooh, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.